Blog Talk Radio. hear voices telling us to slow up. We can hear voices telling us to cool up. Our only answer in calm, patient turn must be that we have cooled off too long, and if we keep cooling off, we'll end up in a deep freeze. We must go on and say, no, what we are saying to this nation is that we want all of our rights. We want them here, and we want all of them not next year, not next week, but we want them now, at this hour. This is what we're saying.
What your life can truly be. Shining star for you to see. What your life can truly be.
Once again, it's Sunday night, and we know what time it is. It's the Ethiopian World Federation, Commerce Incorporated, the Women's Auxiliary from Local 26, and your host with the most intelligent, the most informative, the most creative, the most knowledgeable, and the most honest, Mrs. Sadie Gomez. Give her a nice hand, and welcome into the studio.
Well, thank you so very much to my very kind host, Dr. Robinson. Are you hearing me loud and clear? I thank you very much for my wonderful...
Yes, very nice.
My wonderful audience as well, who comes out on this Sunday evening to be part of the show, which is your show as well. And you know what we do on this side of town. We take it from under the rug, we examine it, and we talk the truth about it. Sometimes we put it back, depends on what it is. But here we are on this wonderful Sunday evening. This is your host, Sadie Gomez of Ethiopian World Federation, Inc., Local 26, Woman Auxiliary, coming to you live and alive. It's a wonderful place for you all to be this Sunday evening. As I once said, maybe just 2 weeks ago, the news is going to come to us so fast and so furious that we will not know what we want to talk about or what we want to report about. Because just thinking, maybe it was only 6 o'clock when I decided, oh my gosh, we got to add to the program because something else has just happened. Earlier on, we know that we had an eclipse coming, so we experienced that on Monday. And for some of us who would have looked up into the sky, not quite understanding what it was all about. You know, the stargazers, it's a wonderful thing that, you know, for God given sky and the mysteries of God and the wonders of his creation, we can stare into the sky. But we are understanding something now that it's a different time. It's not a time where the age and the time was innocent. We are no longer in that period of time. We are in a really time of exposure, time where it's raw, it's uncut. And for most part, it's quite demonic. So let's wake up right now here in our church and understand what is really happening. We are living in a time whereby the asserting forces, I should say, because no one is stopping them, and they are big, and they go by the name of CERN, because some of us who have that knowledge, and we see that amazing force that is there in Sweden, who's asking any questions. They are able to manipulate the weather. They are able to do a lot of strange things without question, but mostly you can go on the internet and you can Google them. The secrets are not really hidden, there's no secrets, but sometimes when people tell you things straight up, you tend not to believe it. But really, when people tell you the things straight up, believe it. And sometimes it's so impossible to believe, but this I am going to report to you. CERN has reported that on the 8th of April, they conducted a research whereby they opened a portal Now, I can't even make up the story. You know, we don't do makeup on the side of town. And they said the fact that the eclipse was on the 8th, oh, that was just a coincidence. So now portals are being opened. Some of CERN very workers, some physicists who are there that has half a heart or maybe went to church that day, they decide that it was something that they would not be part of because morally it was wrong. They had a few ethics and scruples hanging around, so some people felt guilty. So morality ran that day, and a few physicists said it was wrong that CERN should attempt to open portals that knowingly demons will be on vacation upon this side of town, and they will be moving themselves back and forth. And this is knowledge that they have. CERN, for most part, deals with dark things, demonic spiritual things, and it's not hidden. It's right there, and you know, if you don't believe what I'm saying, you just simply Google it, and you come back next week, and we can always talk about it over a cup of coffee or a glass of wine or something, but we will get to CERN. You can go there, find out what is happening. So we had an eclipse, and we had a big blob of darkness, which was quite horrible, that left people feeling aggressively melancholy. This is what has happened. People are telling you how they have felt after they have been exposed to that demonic darkness that hit the earth for 4 minutes. And some people, well, these are just the skeptics, but you know, we like to listen to those as well. They said that, imagine, the eclipse lasted the same time with the song Total Eclipse of the Heart. I mean, you can go check this out. You can Google it. And there was another song which was rated quite demonic. It was the exact 4 minutes and I guess how much seconds of the very eclipse. Now, we can't make this story up. You can find out this for yourself. But here you are, my studio audience are so brilliant as well. You are not going to weigh in on this topic because this is what we need to do, find out when things happen. We know at this time what is really happening in terms of reality. We have a WW3 coming to a town near us. That's what's really happening. Because for some reason, in the hours of Ramadan, when people were praying, Israel found it very necessary to wake up some people with a little bit of excitement. So now that Ramadan is over and the prayers is done and the people is ready, there's some kind of interaction between Iran and Israel. But you know, my wonderful studio audience, you're going to weigh in on this. Everything is going to be all right in a little while because you are brilliant. You're going to weigh in on this topic and let me know what's going on. So I'm going to open the mic for those who are here. Don't keep you waiting any longer. We'll have those two topics as we continue. So your mics are open. Dr. Robinson, let me know who's there.
614-60, your mic is open.
Six one four. Welcome to the show.
Six one four 260. Unmute yourself.
Okay. Let me go to the other person.
678-557. Your mic is open.
Leave it on for at least 30 minutes or overnight.
678-557. Your mic is open. You must unmute yourself. Okay, 912-509. Your mic is open.
912-509. Are we able to open your mics?
912-509, your mic is open.
Yes, a lot of people in the studio, but their mics are not open. Let me
I can hear him saying something. I can hear him say something, but there's something wrong with there.
614-260 your mic is open.
614-260 Your mic is open.
Let's open the mic up. 917.
347-907 Your mic is open.
Greetings and blessings. Are you hearing me?
Yes, loud and clear. Welcome to the show. Welcome.
Enough love and respect and honor every time, Shane, for this blessed show. Shane and blessed hope and supporters. Yes. I'd love to say something, you know, which I see what is happening. Yeah. What is happening now is that mankind seems to be running out of ideas. And running out, their time is running out because the Almighty is about to intercept and you know, put the thing in order. Yes, because what is happening now, this world is running out of order. Men and people are making all kind of laws to sue themselves and to disrespect the Almighty laws because the real true laws of this earth and this land is the Almighty law. And they have no respect for the Almighty law, but they want people on earth to be subjected to their laws, to their evil laws. So the Almighty is about to step in and mash up all this devil house ramping. You understand? And they know too, because they study history and they study prophecy. They know that their time is limited, and yet a little while, and the wicked will not be. They know that. So what they are doing, they are trying to pressure the Almighty children more and more, because they know yet in a little while their money cannot save their lives, and their money cannot stop this judgment which is about to reach them. You understand? So they are doing all these kinds of evil things, which we know that Ethiopians will soon stretch out her hands to the Creator. And our sentence is over because we have this, the Almighty, and the Almighty put a judgment on us. But they know that our sentence is finished and we are going to unite this world. Right now, if Africa and the African people and the Ethiopian people does not unite, there can't be no peace on earth, because we are the children of the Most High. Remember I said, blessed are the peacemakers, because they will call what? Children of the Most High, children of God. So right now, for this world to unite, they are trying their utmost best for black people not to unite, but they can't stop that. They can't stop that, you know. The Almighty powers. When the Almighty speak, things have to happen. The Almighty said before his word don't come true, heaven and earth will disappear. And heaven and earth did not sin against the Almighty. Now create all these abominable laws that they are setting up to pressure and disrespect humanity. So all these things is coming to an end, and they know too. Because if they can manipulate the wind, the sun, the moon, the star, they have the knowledge to know what is coming next. So they know what is coming next. I and I, the children, know. You know? So we are stretching out our hands to God now. We're tired of the evil and the sick system is destroying the world, creating fear, chaos, and disorder. And all these false Zulu know that their end is coming. So let them play out their time. Blessed love and thank God for this show, you know? Yeah. Respect.
Wonderful caller. We thank you so very much for dropping by. As usual, we know you are a regular caller on this side of town. You know, Sunday evening, you better drop by for your slice of wisdom. But we thank you so very much, caller. As we move on to our next callers who are here with us, I see 912-665.
I'm here. This is Norman Hargrove. How are you? Yes, yes. I'm here to talk about the water. So, but the gentleman was right in what he was saying about you know, the Bible prophecy. Our census is up, and you're gonna start seeing some things. So, you know, get prepared. But that's why I'm here, to talk about water and how you can get it for free.
Okay, I'll give you a chance to talk about your water in a little while. Let's see who else is here, and surely we'll let you know. We do have a guest on here with us. He's going to tell us about this product as soon as we take the call of this other guest, and we let you come on. So 614-260, your mic is open. Okay, 614. All right, 912-509, your mic is open. Six, seven, eight, five, five, seven. Your mic is open. Okay, that's okay. Call a 912-655. You can go ahead and talk about your product.
Okay, thank you so much. I want to say hello to everyone out there, the Ethiopian Federation. I'd like to say hello to all you guys as well. I'm here because I'm in the health and wellness arena, and I picked up on a product a couple of weeks ago. I want to talk about the owner of this product before I start talking about the product, because he is by no means a fly-by-night person. If you are knowledgeable about five-hour energy, he is the owner of that product, and that product has been around for many years. So he's not a fly-by-night person, but what he has done, I would like to tell you that he is also the inventor of being a Buddhist monk. Like he was, that's incredible. He's come all the way to this country, and he created a bicycle that you guys will be able to take advantage of after a while. Your pedal is by in place. It will provide your home with all the energy you need for 24 hours. All you got to do is get on the next thing, get you a little bit of exercise, and pedal that bicycle again. And that is certainly going to serve, it's going to solve the world's electricity product in many countries, in India, in Africa, and several other places that have either no energy or limited energy. That problem will be solved, including the water crisis, as he has created a device that can turn brackish water and turn ocean salt water into fresh drinking water. He discovered that his device by accident made pure, or what they call ultra pure water. And ultra pure water is hospital grade water. They use it in IVs. They use it in the operating room when they are operating to flush a person's body. Well, let me tell you about ultra-pure water. Like I said, it is absorbed by everything. And so what they did, they put some amino acids, they added some minerals and some other things to the water, and they started giving it to people all over the place, and that water started to bring down pressure issues, sugar issues, and people who have sugar problems. It also reverses cancer. It reverses the big C. I shouldn't say cancer, but the big C. It also helps with energy. People who have sugar problems that go to the bathroom four or five times a night, it has stopped that almost completely. I know my friend that had a sugar issue was getting up about five times a night, and he drank a can of this water, this ultra-pure water, being 99.99% pure, and lo and behold, he wasn't going to the bathroom until the next morning, maybe by 6 and 7 o'clock, when he usually gets up 4 or 5 times a night to go to the bathroom. This is incredible. And hospitals and doctors are now saying, I don't know why they're saying this all of a sudden, but they are saying that 99.9% of all diseases are directly related to not getting any hydration. You see, this water, when you compare it to all other beverages on the market, hydrates and gets into your cells on that level, guys. You cannot hardly find anything that can hydrate a person 100%. You see, we're 75% water, guys. So is the earth. So for everything to live on this planet, it has to be hydrated. And that's what the whole problem has been all along, is being hydrated. I will tell you this, that the company, Truly Essentials, that's the name of the company, will open its doors and they will go worldwide. So you guys think about, if you want to be a partner, which costs nothing, if you want to be a partner that is going to go worldwide with this particular water, and guys, you can imagine what the health of people is going to be like, because right now as we speak, people are ingesting this water, they're drinking this water, and they are getting better with their health, their immune system, their energy levels, their sleep patterns. Everything is improving, proving that hydration was the problem all the time. Even heart disease gets better when you start getting the water into your cells. That's what this product does. And, guys, he wants to give back to the community. So what he's doing right now, till the end of the week, he is going to give a free case to everybody that wants this water. It has a little lemon flavor in it. He's going to send you 24 cans, 12 with lemon flavor and a little sweetener, and 12 being a lemon flavor with a little water, guys. You can get that absolutely free. No postage is going to be charged. He's going to spend his own money, guys, to send this out to your front door. FedEx is going to bring it to your door, guys. And so act fast. You got all week long to say, to call Reverend Ron and say, I want to order, or I want this water at no charge. He will sign you up for it, and it'll be delivered to your door. And, guys, there is a financial piece. I don't know all the details, because they're going to bring the rest of the exciting stuff out when they open on the 19th, 18th or the 19th. But I can tell you this, that it is a 7-level, unilevel. Guys, you can go as wide as you want, and you can bring in thousands and thousands of people that will want this water. That's why they're giving it away free, because, guys, let me tell you, when you have a feeling of wellness for whatever you are doing, you are going to continue to do it, knowing that it's going to make you so healthy. So, guys, get with Reverend Ron Robinson, and I am working to support Reverend Robinson. Let me give you my name. People call me Norman. My number is 912-655-7808. Once again, 912-655-7808. And for the record, guys, once again, it's 912-655-7808. I'm going to call that number out a little while else in the show. But right now, guys, do you have any questions about the water? I'm ready to answer that question to the best of my ability. But, guys, this is the most exciting money-making opportunity I have ever seen in my life, because everybody drinks water, guys. So this is not a product where certain is searching for certain people. Everybody drinks water. And I want you to remember one thing, guys. If you don't have water within 3 to 4 days, your body starts to shut down. If you don't have food, you can go about 2 weeks. But if you don't have air, you can't last but just a couple of minutes, and it's over. So, guys, get this water. It's absolutely free, sent to your front door by calling Reverend Ron. Thank you so much, Sister Syed.
Well, thank you so very much, Norm. This is Sister Sadie. And back to your regular scheduled program. This was Norm giving you some information and water, any questions anyone would like to ask. But this is Sister Sadie Sunday. It's your Sunday. And what we're discussing here is what's really happening right now in Israel. As we speak of water, right now people in Israel line up to buy food and water because the bombs are dropping. So as our topic states, it's a WW3 coming to a town near you, and you can weigh in on this topic. We also want to weigh in on the fact that after the eclipse, people are feeling an aggressive sense of melancholy, and we want to weigh in on what really happened when that big blob went in the sky and what kind of involvement Satan had whereby demonic entities were seen dropping out of the sky. Some people have it on film. Now we have to know things are being hidden in open sight. Let us be wise here. Let us wake up and know in a different time. So here we are. Wayne and the subject for the Sunday evening. All mics are open.
We can open 805-982. Your mic is open.
Hello, can you hear me?
805.
You got a lot of music. Yes. You got a lot of talking in the background.
Oh, okay. I'll see if I can take it off speakerphone. Now, how's that?
Yeah, you loud and clear.
Hello?
Yes,
hello?
Yes, welcome.
Okay. What is the shelf life on this?
2 years.
Okay. Because a lot of times, you know, you get hydrated water or pH water, and shelf life is, you know, like a few days, and it loses its pH balance and loses its potency. And so with this, it stays potent for 2 years?
Yes, sir, Myrie. Yeah, it does.
Oh, okay, thank you very much. I appreciate it.
You're so welcome.
Well, Corey, we thank you very much for waiting. At least you know where you can get your water, and at least we found out that the shelf life is 2 years. So this is for those of us who are interested in water, as Ms. Norman just stated. So we're going to open the mic at 646-991. Your mic is open. Okay, so we know we do have
646-991. Your mic is open.
Is just want to hang out with us a little bit longer, but we give thanks for all those who are here. As we continue our Sunday evening program, we examining what's happening right now. Right now, drones are flying over the sky in Israel. Right now, Iran has been provoked. Right now, people are lining up buying food and water as we speak. For those of us who know what's going on in the news, what's happening in real time, you all are free to weigh in as we go along for the evening. We also speak about the fact that last Monday, the eclipse has an effect on people. And for those of us who are listening in and would like to weigh in on the conversation, a lot of people have reported feeling quite melancholy and quite depressed. We don't know where it's exactly coming from, but what we do know, CERN has capabilities of manipulating the weather and various other things which we ought not to be asleep on, but wake up to understand the disaster of this large force of which no one is paying attention because no one seems to know what to do with this body. CERN clearly works with dark matter, the darkness of this world. And we were told, it is written, about the rulers of the darkness of this world. But here we are. We are watching it. We wrestle, as the scripture tells us. Well, you know how we do on the Sadie Sundays. We've got to run out into scriptures. And it's exactly the right time and place for the book of Ephesians tells us, for we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers, rulers of the darkness of this world. So quite clearly we are watching CERN, right there in Switzerland. They are the rulers of the darkness of this world. And we are seeing whereby, as never before, eclipse is a natural phenomenon whereby the moon is passing between the earth and the sun and is going to block off the sun partially for a period of 4 minutes most times. What we have seen here happening, we have seen whereby CERN has told you, and they did, that they were going to send up 3 missiles into that atmosphere, into the moon, into the eclipse, whereby they are going to disrupt a situation because they need to find out certain things. For whatever reason such and such was done, they made no apologies because, as we said earlier on, some physicists at CERN who has, I guess, a little scruples and a little bit of morality and decorum, said they were quite troubled that CERN, a company for which they work, they were troubled at the fact that CERN has opened a portal by which demons can pass through. You can Google this information. CERN having such opening of a portal said it was just coincidental with the eclipse that it happened April the 8th. So we need to check out these things that are happening because we're living in a time whereby it's a spiritual warfare. It is not the guns and the knives anymore, but we have entered into this time of spiritual warfare where we wrestle not against flesh and blood. It is written in the book, you know, read your books. Yep, book of Ephesians. And we ought to know the time that we are living in. We are living in a time that is quite biblical, and everyone said, oh my God, Revelation time. Yes, it has come, but we have to understand what chapter that we are in right now. Because chapter 1 has surely passed, I'm telling you. So read, and let us be mindful of the time that we are living in and the season that is about to come upon us. I cannot help but tell you all, soon it's going to be Passover, of course, and then we know what to get on our knees and pray and anoint our doors, Israel. Wake up. You know you are the true children of the Most High. You are the Hebrew Israelites, in case no one tells you except my cousin, you know, Jennings. He will let you know what time it is because he don't play. He may not be so popular, but Jennings is going to tell you that you are the Hebrew Israelites. So time to wake up because the time has come upon us and it will be a serious time. This is the wonderful studio audience who want to weigh in. Your mics are open. Let me know what you think, what's happening right now. I'll open the mic up. 205-742, your mic is open.
Hello.
Hello.
All right. Good to be here one more time.
Oh, welcome. Good to have you. You know, you're a wonderful listener. You're always here with us. Welcome.
Yes. Like you say, you're on point, and the main thing is that one of the things we need to keep in mind is who we are. See, all these things come in the past, and they come in just like in the days of Noah. The books speak of those things. We're going to be still having marriages. We're going to still be having parties. We're going to still be going to work to and fro, and things going to still seem pretty normal. And the thief going to sneak up on us like a thief in the night. The scripture said that. And but what we got to keep in mind is who are we? If we keep that in mind, all these bad things is going to be fulfilled because it's prophecy. It's rolled out in the book. But we got to remember who taught us the book, because the world was also given over to the wicked. The wicked got in charge of the book. And I heard on the radio station several times, well, people come, oh, you can't trust that book because it's been messed with. Anybody who read the book know it's been messed with. They tore out many pages, many chapters of the book. The book got 80-some pages, 80-some chapters. But the book that they call whatever they call it, you know, I'm forgetting the word I'm trying to come up with, but let's move on. But anyway, the book that we see every day, the King James Version as we see it today, that book tampered with. But guess what? God gave the book to him. He gave it to him. And he still left enough clues and left enough truth in the book. Still figure out what's going on, because it's a time of rebuilding. Because God took the book and closed it up on us, because we, his chosen people, didn't keep the law, statutes, and commandments. So if you know if God would do that to his very own, what more you think he's going to do to the enemy? What more you think he's going to do to the devil? And we got to understand that it's some physical. We wrestle not with flesh and blood, but it's some flesh and blood that follow Satan. They follow him to the letter. And it's some people who follow God to the letter. When God get ready for us to follow by the letter, there's going to be wars, rumors of wars. And the reason for that is because things are out of order. The chosen people of God got put on punishment. So one big lie went out all over the world. White Jesus and white people are the physical manifestation of the devil. God created every race, everything on earth, got a purpose and a place. Remember this. Nothing is put sit here to be equal. Whoever told that lie that all men created equal, they lying to you. Order is order in the military. It's order in heaven. Remember the order that God set before man was what? He is God Almighty, no other beside him. And he sent his son down. Jesus is over man. Man is over woman. And the woman is over the children. That's the order. And all that been messed with, swapped around, mixed up. And it was an order the way the nation's supposed to been in. The Hebrew Israelites of the Bible, which is the black people today, did not do what they're supposed to do. So the order got messed up. God put us into servitude for not serving him. Servitude, you'll find the black man all over the world in servitude because we didn't serve him. So he said he's going to send somebody you're going to serve, because that white man went all over the world with a sword. He went to Africa and he conquered. And he put some of us on the boat, and he went on to Africa and still servitude them. Ready today. Africa over there, many nations over there are serving a white Jesus. I ain't been over there yet, but I'm planning to go on. But I'm understanding some of the people who visit white Jesus everywhere. Go down to South America, Central America, white Jesus everywhere. And if anybody read the book, go read John, St. John, 5th chapter. Around the 40, 39 through the finishing of that chapter. They said it's going to be a Jesus. When I came, man did not honor me.
But there's going to be a Jesus that come you're going to serve in another name. This Jesus word is the popular word that went all over the world. But the name of Yahushua, that's his name. The Father, name of Yahshua. And all that, nobody really know nothing about them words because the people of this Renaissance age, which is the white folks, they got the books and they changed all that. But God is coming back. Jesus is coming back for his lost people. I am not sent but to the house, the lost sheep of the house of Israel. And that's over in Matthew's over there. I think it's 9:24. Don't quote me on that. No, that ain't 9:24. But it's in Matthew. My mind ain't hitting that right now. But anyway, we need to understand that Jesus is coming back again for his people who got lost, who now call everything except a child of God. The black man is called black, color. We've been called African Americans. We done had so many names over here in America, we don't even know who we is no more. All the different names that we've been. But our name is the tribe of Judah. We are the Judah tribe, those Africans that came to the Americas on the boat. We're the Judah, part of the Judah tribe. Some of us came to the Americas. We're this Judah tribe probably in a lot of different areas. But right now, we are part of the Judah tribe. And then there's a chart out there that's showing you everything. And I'm going to close out right here. If the white man did not treat the black man right, what makes you think he taught us right? Just a simple question in the back of everybody. If he didn't treat us right, how do you think he taught us right? If any man is going to teach another man to be better and stronger than him, nobody going to do that. Nobody going to go out and teach somebody that come and overpower them. They teach us about an enemy. They teach you John 3:16, that God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whoever believed in him. But he was only talking to the Hebrew Israelites. He was not talking to the world. And a clear example, the world was in full existence when God came back and showed himself to Abraham. And he told Abraham to leave your mama, leave your daddy, leave the land, leave everything you know and follow me. So why 42 generations he would send his son back in the world to die for Abraham being pulled out the world? That's a lie. He ain't trying to save the world, but the world is evil and corrupt. And he left it in place for the world to be corrupt because he always let man have what? Free will. God have never removed evil out the world since it came in when Adam ate off the tree, or ate out of Eve's hand. Because Eve was deceived, Adam wasn't. So when he ate out of Eve's hand, God didn't chastise, get at Eve about anything. Eve got chastised eventually, but the problem came when Adam ate off the tree. And now in the exact same metaphor, when God came to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, he gave his law, statutes, commandments to them. He did not give it to the world. He gave it to one set of Abraham. That's why he pulled Abraham out of the world, to give him his law, statutes, and commandments to follow and come out of the mess and the trash. He would never send Jesus back down here for the trash, the evil. They sent Jesus back down for the lost sheep of the house of Israel because we got lost in our mess by not following the law, statutes, and commandments. Now when they got England and captured and all these nations, if you go back and read the book of Joshua, chapter 10, if anybody got an ink pen, write these down. And then read Joshua 24, where God had the Israelites over all the things that God did. We witnessed, those people, physical people, witnessed all of God's greatness and still end up choosing to serve other gods. This thing has never been about people. This thing is about God. God said he's a jealous God and don't put no other God before him. He was a jealous God. And guess what we did? Put other gods before him. Now, what those other gods is? The number one other God out there is money. You cannot serve two masters. You only can serve God or mammon. You're going to love one and hate the other. So many times we get caught up in survival life and need a job, we'll do anything for money. But God said, if you seek thee the kingdom of heaven, all these other things will be added unto you. All of us know that we need money. All of us know we live in a materialistic world and we got to have certain things to live. God know these things. So what we need to do is follow God and he'll give you all those things. But when we get the order out of whack and go to following all these other little gods, money, a house, status, and all these things that we think make us so much and so important in the world, God will give those things to you if you follow him. But we start to follow them things and worship the creation instead of the creator, and that got us in trouble. But God, he's coming back, and he's coming back to straighten all this out. And so let us keep in mind that we are the chosen people. God made a promise to our forefathers. We messed it all up, and in the long run, I'm going to still choose Jacob over the whole world in the end. So let's get ready, keep prayed up, keep our minds stayed on the real Yahusha, and that God of our father was Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, that he made the promise to him. And we still here. He ain't throwed us away, but we're getting the devil whooped out of us. That's all. We're getting the devil whooped out of us nowadays, the black man. So I close right there, but rest assured, all going to be all right for those who believe and trust in the one true real God. And I close out right there.
We thank you so very much for your passion and for your examples as we continue within the show, understanding that truly, if we do not hold fast the things that are right, the things that are truth, the things that are God, as we call him by the very many names, but we know within the spiritual realm, the Heavenly Father, if we do not get back there and hold our stance firmly, we are going to be lost, because truly we are in a new time. It's a new dispensation whereby we must understand and observe what's happening. We have new callers that joined us, so we want to make sure everyone get a chance to weigh in on what's happening, and we'll give everyone a chance to come back because you know it's your show as well. So you want to open the mic of caller 914-979. Your mic is open.
Okay. Yes, indeed, my sister. Yeah, and I do agree with my brother and what he was saying. We definitely need to give our minds and hearts into really following the Lord. And in so doing, then we'll see some great blessings come through for us. But if we're going to ignore God and say, don't want to be bothered with that mess, man, nothing's going to come out, then basically, you know, we find ourselves in a situation.
We were hearing you a little faded away. So if you would come a little closer so we can get a louder, clearer of your voice, and we'd be happy for that.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm on speakerphone, so let me take you off. Can you hear me better now, or is it still the same?
Oh, yeah, much better. Loud and clear. Much better.
Oh, okay. Yeah, so what I was saying is, what the brother was saying was true. You know, we do need to, you know, surrender and follow the, you know, will of God, and we will get blessings behind that instead of, you know, being a doubting Thomas or a doubting Thomasina that doesn't really, you know, believe that God has the ability to really help us. And, you know, that's not true. You know, that's one thing we should know beyond a shadow of a doubt, that God and Jesus are here to help us out. But the bottom line is, if we don't believe it, how are we going to receive it? And that's the other thing. You know, once we start to really acknowledge, you know, our true identity too, as I said before, that makes a really big difference into what we can accomplish. Because as we know that we're not just weak and limited, you know, human beings, as so-called Master Charlie put us out there for us to believe, that's not true at all. The truth is that we are God beings, and being that we are here to serve God, and we're his children that are here to take, you know, our steps into the mission that he has sent us here on this planet to fulfill. And once we start to really awaken to that, you know, identity of being, you know, his true son or daughter of God. And then also not only that, but being that, you know, when you have a child, you have blessed that child with your energy, and the energy of God dwells within us. So what we need to do is tap into that. But God is not going to allow you to tap into his God-given power within you if you're not going to use that to serve him and to serve the lives of others, you know, that are in need. And that's the other side of it as well, because it can't be, as we've been taught here, with capitalism, the main person, the only person you really are supposed to look out for is you, and that's it. Take as much money as you can and try to see what you can do as far as becoming a millionaire or a billionaire. But, you know, you're supposed to really just look out for you and maybe your family too. But that's basically it, not your community. And that's a big part of the problem. We shouldn't get brainwashed into feeling that's the way to go. We should definitely be looking at the fact, you know, that we should be looking out for one another, trying to help our sisters and our brothers and our children, and know that the lives of our people do matter, and they are very important. But that's our future generation of children. And if we're going to ignore them and let them stay out on the street killing each other, selling drugs, all that kind of crazy stuff, that's not a good thing. But what is a good thing is when we can reach out and show that we are going to be a blessing to our brothers and sisters, to our children, who are the future generation of our people, then that's a good thing, because that future generation will truly be blessed, not caught in the dungeon of poverty, not caught in the dungeon of misery, but caught in the shining light of God's divine love, caught in the shining light of God's miracles, caught in the shining light of God's power, caught in the shining light of God's blessing. And that's what we should do, so we can experience these great and wonderful things to come through.
Well, my brother, we thank you for your contribution to this evening's subject of truth. Truth shall set you free. Truth is what we love to handle on this side of town on a Sunday evening, where we examine most things that are brought to us, except the fact that they are brought in truth, we shall not carry it any further, because we know what the truth is all about. And as you share with us, and we go along even to the caller before you, we understand what time it is, because we speak of such a time. It's a time whereby it's not a pleasant time like in our grandmother time, but more so, rather, a more demonic sort of time where strange and wicked things are happening upon the earth. We are watching a time now as we speak whereby in Israel, you'll see the news when you catch the 10 o'clock news, they are lined up buying food and water because that time has come upon that land where they are warring down there. It's a war. Drones are in the sky, and soon we know Iran is having a situation with Israel. I saw in the news, only a flash of the news, that Biden vowed not to get involved, but here goes more money. When war comes, war is very costly, and there's a certain sector of people that definitely benefits from the perils of war. So it's not so ugly for a few people. So war is also staged for the benefits of some people, as ugly as it seems, but that is in fact, as we say, the naked truth. As we continue on our Sunday evening, we'd like to know our studio audience are joining in. So we'd like to open the mic of 347-499. Your mic is open. You can join us in conversation.
Oh, hi. How are you? I'm thankful. I was out. I just came back, so I'm very happy to join you. I'm very happy for your topic this evening, though, because I mean, you were talking about it all the time, and when I looked this morning, you know, I have lived in Israel for quite a long time, and when I looked this morning and I saw people in Tel Aviv, people in Jerusalem, people in the Negev were actually lining up to buy food and gasoline. My mind ran on you, right? And I'm saying, but the city, I mean, this is what she's been talking about all the time, right? And I thought, when I had to look at it twice, I said, are they talking about Washington, the United States, or just Israel? So, well, they said it's going to affect us in the United States pretty soon, because if Iran decides to block the Hormuz, it means that shipping is going to be so difficult, and we will not be able to get our foodstuffs. Supermarkets will be in peril, and it's what Sister Sadie have been saying all along, right? So even coming out from a birthday party and hearing all these talks about how, I'm in Canada right now, and how Canadians have been warned to build extra pantries, start stocking up, because we have two huge supermarkets here. One is called Loblaws. The other one is called Metro. These are Canadian foods that we are talking about. We grow our own foods. We have our own butter, our own beef, our own everything. So the question I was asking is, like, how are we involved if we are self-sufficient? And they were saying to me, well, in other words, it's not even being a matter of self-sufficient here right now. It's that we cannot produce enough for a growing population. And For once, Sister Sadie, you know, every time she talks, I always go back to what she's talking about and how relevant it is for us today. Now, we have also the fact that Iran has decided to attack Israel. It's going to usher in the new World War III, right? And I don't know what the circumstances will be, but I mean, when we look at what is happening right now, okay, the last I followed up was Netanyahu spoke with Biden at the White House a couple hours prior today, and he assured Biden that they will not strike back in retaliation. But Israel, being the kind of person that the kind of country that she is, it's like they would tell the United States, we are not going to strike back. And lo and behold, Iran decides to send us some more drones, because they deliberately, what the media is not telling us, because I follow Israel News, Jerusalem Post, I used to write for Jerusalem Post, I follow them very, very accurately. No, that military base that Iran destroyed last night in the dawn of this morning, it was deliberate. Israel deliberately had Iran, because all the drones that were sent in Israel, they were backed by the Iron Dome, right? Not one, up to now, we don't have not one casualty of war. Nobody have died. Nothing has happened. But because Israel wanted to get into the war, you know, she deliberately allowed Iran to break up her military base, so she would have a reason to hit back, right? But now she has assured the United States that, okay, we are going to take it easy. I have a friend who lives in Lebanon. He's a journalist from Lebanon, and he was saying to me they're going to attack Lebanon as well, because Israel wants to. This little seat before the storm, it's nothing that we should really take for granted. I think there is so much more that is going to come upon the face of the earth. And as I said, I'm always tuned to my sister Sadie. She has given me a lot of, I call her a visionary. because I used to wonder, like, when I walked into her life, I did not know how powerful this woman was, right? And when I looked at everything that she has said and how it's unfolding on humanity, I think we have a prophetess among us, and she deserves all her stripes right now.
Well, 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 my dear sister, you're putting me in so much hot water, but you know what they said, as a tea bag, I comes out best when I'm in the hot water, so you can gently put me in the hot water. But tell me what you're saying, my sister. It has been such a serious time in my life that I had to examine things because I realized I was not getting the news. I was not getting the teacher to help me. Lord knows the government wasn't going to tell you. So I had to seek first the Almighty. So seek ye first the Almighty and righteousness, and all things shall be added on. And with such doing and with such perseverance, I am so able to connect within such realms that I get truth. So what we are seeing happening here, and we have been warned about the war that is to come, it is no light matter. But, you know, truly on Sundays when we are entertaining each other and we sit down and sup and we have a cup of tea and a cup of wine in such cases, as my dear sister, you know, red wine is good for the heart. So, you know, we engage in conversation, but we engage in many truths. Because WW3 is coming to us, and it is provoked in different ways, but it's coming to us. It's coming to us as well because it is prophecy. It is written. We would not know how it's going to exactly play out, but when we see that the books speak of Gog and Magog, and we try to understand, but how come, you know, that was written then? But then we see the book of Daniel when he said that this year vision is not for your time. It is for time and time and half a time, which is now in our time. And as we speak earlier of time, everything to every time and season is when things happen. For there's a time to love, a time to hate, a time to war, a time to for peace, a time to hug, a time to withhold, withdraw from hugging. So we know to every time and to every season how things play off. So let us be wise here, church. It is a time of war. We are not trying to be prophets of doom and gloom. We are trying to face reality head on so that we are going to pack our houses with water, because when the thing hit us, we can't eat the money. So the little money we have, we go onto the grocery and we buy the cheapy water for $3 for $20 or however, because the very $20, we can't eat it. But then our bodies cannot stay without water. So we are showing wisdom in spending $20. They all us don't believe too much. Let's just get 3 cases for $20. It won't hurt too much. But let us be wise. You know, in my case, I have about, you know, a few, well, you know, because I know this thing is coming down the track. But I try to be wise, and I try to stay connected with such so that I can bring wisdom as a servant of the Almighty, because I ask, you know, let me be a vessel of gold, one fit for your use. So I ask my master that he can use me for his purposes. So here by my wonderful studio audience, who are so well informed, let me hear from you. And Miss Rebecca, I thank you always, my sister, for coming on.
You're
and
welcome.
Sharing. You do please stay
You're
around.
Welcome.
As you know, we love you so much on this side. So Dr. Robinson, let me know what you want to say for this evening.
Oh, no, great, great. Everything is wonderful. All the news, very interesting. Everything is coming to fruition. God is winding up. It's time now. It's been so many several things that was prophesied in Revelations that would come to a final analysis, and that's happening. You know, we can't bear to steal no more children, bear to starvation of people. People dying of disease and sickness and bad health. And the Bible said that sister would hate brother and brother would hate sister and mother would hate daughter and daughter would hate mother and father would hate son and son would hate father, so forth and so on. And these things are coming to fruition. They're coming to happening. they traced back the tribal wars to Africa in the 70s, started in the 1700s, and it started after the Europeans divided Africa into different countries and regions and areas. And so, and the tribal war started. And so the Europeans designed that. Now we have diaspora wars where people are fighting and arguing from different countries, different backgrounds, different religions. And they are black people, they are African people, they are Ethiopian people, and they're arguing and fighting with each other, whether it's domestically at home, whether it's abroad. And those things are being, this terminology of diaspora wars is creating a division amongst our people, and it's almost tribal wars all over again. And so we have to be careful about the enemy. You cannot be in the same position and be an enemy of one another. Me and a person could not be in captivity, incarcerated in a cave and being abused and then abuse each other. It's unproductive. If me and this person is in this cave and we're being abused, we need to work together to find out how can we get out of there. And we, the black people of the world, the Ethiopian people, African people, et cetera, if you want to call yourself, we are all in the cave. And the only way we're going to get out is we join together and unify and come together and figure out what we have to do. But something has to be done, and God is pushing things to the final end because he's tired. So he the Bible says either you're going to live together in unity as brothers and sisters or you're going to die separately as fools. So people, we got a choice. We can come together as brothers and sisters in unity and live together and prosper and be in good health, because God said, pick up your cross and walk with me, and I shall give thy favor with man. But if you don't pick up your cross and you don't walk with God and you don't change and love one another and find some kind of unity amongst each other, you're gonna die separate like fools. If that's what people want, then, you know, that's what's going to happen. But it's a time right now for people to come together. The conditions, God creates the conditions so that man will rise up and unify and come together and have humanity and have consideration and have love and compassion for others who are less unfortunate than you. I have nothing personal against anyone. And if I see somebody in need, I'm not going to try to figure out if they this or that or whatever color or whatever language, wherever they come from. That's not my, God don't look at that. God said, live a life pleasing to me and I should draw men. So our job is to do good deeds for him and stop trying to please people. The problem with the world is we're all trying to please people. If you ever was a child and you had so many friends and you try to please each friend, you find yourself in a bad position because one friend don't like that friend and it got you turning around and around and around. And so you can't please people. The Bible said the flesh is never satisfied. There's no ending to satisfaction for the flesh. So we as men cannot satisfy each other. God is the only ability to satisfy us, and we all have to please God. Do the things that please God: humbleness, consideration, love, unity, forgiveness, giving unto others, joyfulness, helpfulness, the fruits of the Spirit. Do those things, you know, and stop trying to please people. Stop trying to do what people think is right. I see so many people, and in America we can see so many people come from so many different places with so many different ideologies and so many different feelings because somebody in their country told them something or somebody here told them something, and they're running around like the chicken with the head cut off, listening to different people. It's ridiculous. You know, we see Kenya now. They're giving kids shots that say they're gonna not lose the kid. They will always see the kid. Who needs that? But they're giving these little infant shots. And the prime minister of Kenya, he's sitting there smiling with Bill Gates, not understanding that the man is a reprobate. He's a deceitful one. He's the wolf in sheep clothing. He comes to deceive. The Bible said the most elect will be deceived if they do not have a spiritual eye and a heart for God. And they're being deceived into thinking that they're doing something. But I believe the money, Bill Gates brings a lot of money. He brings hundreds of millions and millions of dollars to these countries. And this is money that they don't have to claim, money they don't have to do, money they can put in their pocket, in their bank, and live like a king and go move somewhere else. Watch all of the prime ministers of Africa when these Europeans come around and they get all this money. They leave their country and they go live in Europe someplace. Watch them. Watch them. Well, that's what they do because it's the money. And then they leave their people abused, used, dissatisfied, dysfunctional, in poverty, hungry. What kind of stuff? Congo DR, the American government allowed Congo DR prime minister, president, to get the money for the country to put in his private bank. And him and his wife and his brothers and his sisters living like kings and queens. Well, you can go look at Congo DR and see that the poverty. The poverty is heavy, but this man is so evil that he can live the life of a king, a big like this the royal family. He can live such a wonderful life while he passed by and watch children and elderly people suffer and die. You think God is pleased? God is not pleased. And that's why we have all these wars and rumors of wars, and we have all these things happening because God is getting ready to destroy Babylon. He's getting ready to destroy Zionism. He's getting ready to destroy those things that destroy, that things that are deceitful, demining, and demonic and evil to his people. And you can either get wise and get with God, or you can continue serving man. I would suggest that we serve God. Don't get on the boat because somebody look like you, talk like you, come from the same place like you, but they're wrong. If my children are wrong, they're wrong. If my mother and father is wrong, they're wrong. That's the way you have to be. We come into a final analysis where people have to decide that God said, not me. He said, choose this day who you're going to serve. No man can serve two masters. You're going to be mad at one, and you're going to hate the other because you're going to be confused. And God said, I don't need you. If you're going to serve the devil, go serve him. But there's no in-between. There's no part-time serving me and part-time serving the devil and being in the middle. You got to choose this day. Brothers, black brothers. And I'll say, black brothers, African-American, Caribbean brothers, brother from Africa, brothers from Central South America, brothers from Europe, brothers in the Middle East. Brothers all around, black brothers, African brothers, brothers who have Ethiopian blood, brothers who have we know that we're the chosen people, we're the covenant. Brothers, stand up and be a man. Stand up and be a man. Take care of your family. Walk like a man. Talk like a man. Act like a man. Be something. Nobody can control your behavior and what you do. My daddy told me if you walk with respect, act with respect and talk with respect, you have to get respect. So I'm telling my brothers, stand up and be a man. This is a 74-year-old man talking to you that have many years' experience. Stand up and be a man. Take care of your family. Act like somebody. Talk like somebody. Let's go back to where we come from, decent humanitarian people. Let's not do the things of this world. Stop sagging your pants and talking that crazy music and children cursing like they soldiers. We have to get things like Brother Terrence say, things are out of order. Parents must be a parent. You can't be your children's friend. Uncle must be an uncle. You can't be your niece and nephew's friend. You got to stand up for something. Don't drink and take drugs and hang out with your children dancing and acting up because that's not giving no direction. A man must be an example to a boy of how it is to be a man. A good child becomes a good parent. A good follower becomes a good leader. A good student becomes a good teacher. You got to humble yourself and start from somewhere. These kids are trying to override their parents. They're trying to be the parent before they even have their own children. They're trying to be above and beyond the elders. We have to put things back in perspective. Children must start to respect the elders, and the elders must start to demand respect from the children. I do not allow no child, my child
grandchild, great-great-great-great-grandchild, or no child, anybody's child, to disrespect me. I let them know right away, I'm an elder. I've been here before your mother ever came here, and you're going to respect me. We have to demand respect. Like Brother Terrence said, things are out of order. And we have to get things back into perspective. We have to get things back into order. There's no order in this country. There's no order in this society. Brothers and sisters, that men, first men, God made us first, and God wants us as a leader. Men, brothers, stand up and be a man. There ain't no half a man or used to be a man or can be a man or convert to something else. You a man, and that's what you is, and that's what you must stand up and be. Let's stand up and be men. Let them be an example to our young men to show them how to be a husband, how to be a boyfriend, how to be a good student, how to be a good brother to your younger siblings. We have to get back. I didn't grow up like this. I didn't grow up in this kind of chaos. I had a structure. I had a mother and a father. I had a grandparents and great-great-grandparents, and I grew up in a structure. This society now, I don't even know what it's about, but let's try to get it back together. Thank you so much, Sister Sadie. Appreciate it.
Really, I thank you so very much, Dr. Ron Robinson, my wonderful co-host. And there's something that you said that I must piggyback on. As we speak of the African corrupt leaders that drive around in their Lamborghinis and they have their private jets, while in their village they are passing through and children are suffering and have not eaten a meal in days, we look at these African leaders, and yes, they have been among us. We even see the foolish ones that are sitting down with a grin on his face. You see the beautiful white teeth as Bill Gates has poking needles into little children's arms. Bill Gates is not a doctor, but where do we go first with this? We know, and it's a fact, or if you didn't know, you're going to find out today and say these Sundays, you do definitely. You're going to find out that the West has a vested interest in keeping Africa poor or seemingly poor and disgusted, destitute, in trouble, and they would like to have a total depression feeling for the natives. But Africa, let's examine the motherland, is not poor. You cannot be poor with gold, diamonds, uranium, and all the precious minerals in the world, so you're not poor. But the West, over the years with the colonizers, has found ways to keep the impoverished state while they suck the wealth out of Africa. But as I say, this day is come and it's finished and it's going to be no more in a little while from now. We give much, much thanks that some of the gold that they are even lending us back to give us a little show, because they know they are stolen things. But Africa is not poor. Africa has corrupt leaders. But we pray that we see Burkina Faso and we see Ibrahim Touré, who I bless his soul, I pray for him daily, that he continues to build the Africa that is intended for our black people to rise and to shine and to be kings and queens as we once were. As it is written in the Book of Lamentation, how has the fine gold gone dim? Because, yes, we have strayed far from the Father and his teachings. But not we on a personal level, but, yes, our fathers have sinned. They have eaten of the sour grapes and our teeth is on edge. But soon, to be over, a delivery will come. We pray that we live in time long enough, healthy enough, to see such a time for the rising of Africa. The young people don't have no white Jesus on their wall. They take that dung that was their great-grandmother owned, and they bury it with their great-grandmother, I'm telling you. Don't go push that foolishness down them 20-something-year-olds. They're not playing that. But we know Africa, we understand, for disobedience, we were taken through the wicked journey of two slaveries, not one. We had two slaveries, but for my wife's studio audience, they will understand. It was not just the transatlantic. It was the sub-Saharan also. Yes, those wicked Arabs had us enslaved. Okay, they did. They're trying to wash that one away like it never happened. Oh, yes, that one happened. Two of them. Oh, yes, Wayne and the studio audience, you all know what time it is. And if you didn't know it, you found out. So that's how long we've been taking advantage of. So I give my studio a time to weigh in before I continue again. Your mics are open.
Yes, I would just like to add something to what Dr. Robinson just said. Is it okay, or is there somebody else?
Yes, you have the floor. Welcome,
okay,
my friend.
I have been listening to Dr. Robinson, and I think I cherish the nucleus of his intelligence here. And the fact that he mentioned the African leaders, it brought me to the realization of what was said some time ago when after Kofi Annan, who was the Secretary General of the United Nations, after he died and his body was being sold home to Ghana for burial, and the excerpts that were being circulated in the press by the BBC, by the New York Times, was these African intellectuals, these dignified Africans, these African leaders, so to speak, what they do, they were born in Africa. They were educated in the West. They spend all their time, money, in the service of the West. And when they are dead, their bodies are flown home for burial. Now, on the other hand, those who remain, like some of them, they come to the West. They get educated in the West, and they go back to their country. People like Obama's father went back to Kenya. And what they do, their wealth, it's used as a form of prestige. It's like a kind of I'm better off than you are. Even this guy, Herbert Streeter, who I think he just died in that plane crash during the games when we were having that. And they don't help the poor. They don't help their kin. They don't try to leave a legacy of wealth, so to speak. We look at people like Tony Elimelo, who I know personally, Dangote, right? They don't try to establish scholarships, trust funds for their for the youths. It's all about a kind of dignified worship where people bow down to them. They have wealth, they have prestige, and they are not helping it in the service of the nation. And I think, as Dr. Robinson was saying, that if they help and they share, it would be easier for us as a people, as a new generation, to get some of that wealth to help ourselves and to be better situated for the onslaught that is to come. The other point I wanted to touch on too was when he talked about we as black people, the time is now that we should get together. Unity is king here. United we stand, divided we fall. We all know that. Now, there is an AI-generated video going around where we have the voice of Mr. Trump speaking about the 144,000, and since the eclipse, how these 144,000 have a new energy. They have new focus. They have a new purpose on the earth, and they are the chosen ones. Now, guess who has been portrayed as the chosen ones? Black people. Now, we know that Mr. Putin came out with his the scrolls that he retrieved, and they found that, you know, the black people were so powerful, the black people, we had all these cultural rights, we had all this spiritual ancestry beaming within us. Now, something went wrong somewhere, and I hope Dr. Robinson would agree with me on that, why is it that everyone is so adamant in destroying, I mean, from the days of slavery, Sister Sidi spoke about that, destroying a people and a nation if there wasn't something good about that people and nation. If we were irrelevant, why would you spend so much of your energy to destroy us, to create disunity, to make us hate each other? And now that the eclipse has gone, the energies are upon the earth, many people have experienced the paradigm shift. I was talking to Sister Sadie earlier this week, and I was saying to her, the people I've been hearing talking about the energies of the eclipse are mostly black people. spiritual beings. They're talking about what they feel, how it has affected them, how their lives are more in tune. Now, the crowd, I call them, those the white people who were given into marriage, drinking with the crowd, they didn't experience anything. For them, it was just a commercial. But the real spiritual people, they did experience something. And as Dr. Robinson was saying, I think that this is the time to come together, to put this energy into some form of use, to unite. And there is so much positivity. There is so much influence in unity. And if we could come together, because World War III is here, the earth has gone through a catalyst where we are going to be, I mean, as I said earlier, when I looked at people lining up in the great Israel, I mean, it's just a matter of time where it's going to hit us, and to look out for one another. We have to be there for one another. And if we can try to cultivate that among the Ethiopian Federation and to bring it to pass, I think we would have succeeded in doing a great thing for humanity as well.
Well, my sister, I truly agree with you. And as the body of the Ethiopian World Federation, we know our preamble being we, the black people of the world. It is our responsibility, because there's nowhere else to run or hide unless we gather our melanated selves together. The time has come where it is the only way out. So it's not if we like, we don't like, but our very survival depends on it. We cannot function in single form. We must group. It has been our, it will become our animal instinct to do so. We, troubles are going to fall upon us, and we are going to wonder where to run, where to hide. And what is going to happen? We are going to try to find each other. Or you might just try to dial on the Sunday station to find out where to go, you know, because this is where we keep our news. But all being said, so much is going on. And for truth, many things is going on. And we see crooked African leaders, as Dr. Robinson said, and as Sister Rebecca just remarked upon. But we know that the West has formulated this way. They select certain pockets that they put in place. This has been done over a period of time. France has done it, but this time, as we spoke about time earlier on, has come to an end. It's come to an end. It's just a matter of time before we see another president like the one in Senegal rise up. For those who are here and understand, Senegal has gotten a new president, proud black man, great intelligence. Of course, he has two wives because, you know, he'll need two women just to keep him safe because, you know, the goons are after him. So we agree with how he has to keep, because if just in case, you know, you rise up, you might just need not just one black woman, but two, because just to keep security, you know, because you can't trust anyone these days. So I'm so happy with my wonderful president. He's 44 years old. I'm going to be praying for him. And he's shaping Africa into a wonderful, wonderful way, letting us know of our pride, of our integrity, of our intelligence, how these things are slowly being restored. And if not restored, we're claiming it now, because if we wait for 100 more years, we don't have that. So for the young men in Africa who are rising up, that we are going to pray strongly for, like our president in Burkina Faso, our presidents that are just risen up Senegal, we are happy to see that black intelligence just as things used to be. And some one of our callers remarked upon the fact of how things used to be. I really know what we are talking about, because the purity innocence of ages and times of gone by, of how things used to be, surely we're going to miss that. I know I'm starting to miss some of it already. But the time has come. It has changed. We are in a new hair dispensation. we have entered also into some kind of dimensions, which we have to do another day, another show, because we doesn't have the time to do that, because that would take a full show of where we are. We speak, however, earlier on of the fact about CERN, and they are dabbling with dark matter. Dark matter, it's an entity greatest among those that were vanquished behind the veil, and CERN has opened a portal, and here comes this entity that is a great shifter. I'm just telling you all now, it is English classes. Take your notes and understand. For I may not even say this to them, but understand what is happening here, people. We are experiencing the supernatural world simply because man has leaned to the counsel of their own imaginations. They have dwelt in certain things, dabbled into God's mysteries, and they have opened portals of which they have accounted for. I am not making up the story. CERN has slowly, quite clearly, opened a portal. And for what? CERN, as I said earlier on, are the rulers of the darkness of this world. They deal with demonic activities. In front of CERN headquarters, and where they are in Europe, there is an image of Shiva. For those who don't know the Indian mysteries and the Indian magic and the other mysterious things, Shiva is an Indian god of war, of battle, of chaos. Why would you have such a thing that you invoke every day? Because people are dancing to this god on a daily basis. I think the employees, before they go in, have to take a little dance with Shiva. Why is this happening? But everybody's like, oh, in their own world, you know, they're getting nails and their hair done, their butt done, and things are happening. But let us examine, well, that's why we are here on Sundays, the things that are under the rug. There's a reason CERN is keeping up all these activities. Because they have to appease the demons that comes out the portals that are open. There are supernatural things, and there are natural things, and there are regular things, and of course, there are godly things, and there are demonic things. Just polarized opposites. That's just how the way it is. So if there's good, and we believe in good, because most of us who listen to this program or have friends who know ourselves believe that we are good, truly we are, okay. And I would agree with everyone. But to everything, there's opposites. There's night and there's day. So if you have a body of people called the church, and I keep saying the church needs to wake up because the church has fallen asleep or maybe comatose in the last period, I don't know. There must be a body of people who are interested in demonic activities, in darkness, in dark matter, in black holes and portals. And this body of people do not hide themselves. They let you know who they are. They establish who they are. They come to you, they tell you who they are. Different things take place as we go along. And there's no mystery that CERN exists. They do exist. And we have seen of the eclipse or so-called, there was a great shadow blocking the sun. Now, eclipse is a natural phenomenon of which the moon is passing directly between the earth and the sun, and for a short period it's going to block off the sun. But what we are seeing here, let us examine. There's an entity that is called dark matter that has entered into our atmosphere, and it is here among us. People have pictures of things dropping out of the sky while eclipse was taking place. People who experienced the darkness would have told you it was a very unusual darkness, one which you could have cut with a knife, I'm just telling you. It was that type of darkness. But it was darkness, not just a case of the sun being affected by the moon shadow, but a case of darkness in a spiritual demonic world of darkness coming over us. Darkness, evil, and demonic activities has entered into this here playing field. So we are going to see some very, very strange things happening here, in and about, around the place. It is that time where lawlessness will be introduced upon the earth. I cannot help but stress how many times have I told you, I hope you all don't think it's a broken record, but my Lord, this is where we are heading, into a state of lawlessness. Yeah. And then, even worse, we pray that the Holy Spirit doesn't leave the earth, but such a thing is going to happen. And I am begging, as David said in the Psalms, cast me not away from thy presence and take not thy Holy Spirit away from me. For when we have entered such a time, what are we going to do then? So now we are in spiritual warfare. Be wise, people, and understand exactly what time it is. Don't let my sayings go in vain. You are here for a purpose and a time. I teach it to those who are not here. For we have entered into a time, even a time of war, as we have just spoken earlier on. And for those of us who would like to join the conversation, Dr. Robinson, I believe we do have a special guest. You know he's trying to be incognito and everything. Would you please welcome him?
The man himself, Dr. James W. Wimborn, the creator, the establisher, the director, the developer, Neo Nation, Black Economics, Freedom, Reparation. I can't even say the word, y'all. You know, I'm getting bad here. This South Carolina thing is terrible. Dr. James W. Wimborn, let's give him a nice hand. Welcome, man.
Hey, yeah.
Well, we are waiting to hear you, Dr. Wimborn. You're on. Welcome to the show.
So let's welcome the Queen herself, Queen Ola BC. Always got good information, always got good things going on. Give her a welcome. Somebody has to say something.
Greetings, I think Dr. Wimborn got some coffee.
Well, Queen, I don't know, but we're happy to hear you. We'll expect the doctor to join you at some point in time.
You know that F-A-Y-E, I cannot pronounce it because I would say it wrong. It's not Faye, and it's not Faye. I think it's Faye, I'm not sure. But Senegal's new president, do you know that he was in jail and only came out 1 week prior to, he campaigned for 1 week and was elected to be president?
Well, surely the things are in the stars for him, sis, because you know he do have two wives, so I was hoping that you would weigh in on it. It is your type of man, exactly.
I don't know why people have been studying these two wives, four wives. Like cultural woman, a sister wife is a beautiful thing to have, you know.
Yes, because a man like that needs protection. He needs two women.
Not
one is
protection. If you only know how hard it is for a woman to be fighting to keep house clean, wash, cook, iron, the whole nine yards. Pick up after the man. You know, man.
Well, we
you
know
to
that.
You have to clean every day.
Yes.
I will gladly share some of that. I will gladly relinquish some of that responsibility. I clean my house thoroughly. And I sit down here this evening and I watch and I say, but wait. Why is it looking like a little bit of dust on the ground? Because it don't last. I need a co-wife. I need a co-wife.
Pretty woman got a lot of ting going, man.
I need a co-wife. You understand? It's plenty thing to do. Housework. I remember my grandmother saying housework never ends. Housework never ends. And it's the truth. The housework doesn't finish. Soon as you turn around, something else to do. When it's not close to hang out, close to fold up, close to iron. I stand up ironing my dad's clothes last night because I say, you know, he's a man like to look sharp when he's going out. And by the time I turn around, so I see more things to iron. Listen, I don't know about Alina. I want a co-wife.
Oh,
well, Queen, I am just telling you, I am starting to agree with the thing because I say, my God, I was not doing the polygamy stuff until I realized how much housework I said, no. I just agree what part of the husband I want. I just agree on that already, but you know, the mics are open. So join us 9 to 9.
Yes.
I hear you giggling. I am just saying, I'm not sure if I want a co-wife, but I'll take us to this part of this, but I'll leave out the other part for people.
So sound like my kind of situation.
All right.
Like
no, hey. You know, listen, we need a strong debriefing of ourselves, you know, because we've been indoctrinated so much. Indoctrination.
Amen.
You know, so we need to think about a strong debriefing within ourselves and our communities, you know, and
yes,
in Africa, re-education. You know, and that's going to take some time. That's nothing that's going to happen overnight, but it has to start. It is starting with the opening up. They're trying to dismiss our history. Now you can't go anywhere without seeing it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, which is a blessing. They talk about religion. You know, and we're pulling the covers off of religiosity.
Mm-hmm.
You know. And so on. So it's a work to be done, and it's going to take, take some time. You know, I think I'll be here for another 100 years. I'll teach.
But I would have to ask about what you think.
You know, I heard the Queen talking earlier about unity. Some people have to just unify within their own self. Because a chain is really only as strong as its weakest link, and it has some people I don't want to be in partnership with, you know, because they're destructive. Some people unmannerly, they uncouth, uncouth is the right word to say it, but I said the uncouth. We have to be selective with who we unify ourselves with. Some people, you got to leave them to run solo. You bring them into your grouping, and by the time you look around, there's only chaos. They're selfish. They ain't give up selfishness. They ain't give up nastiness. The negative in the thinking and in the words. Why you want them around you to unify? No, just to say unity. Not all skin folk is skin folk.
Well, truly, I would agree with you on that because, you know, the village in Africa that we are heading, I already plan who I want my neighbors to be. So, you know, I could totally agree with that because there are some people who, if we choose to bring them, when we say unification, they are planning to come with chaos. And if they were left behind, we could have gone on with one short and have a better situation. So I do understand that in wanting to unify, we have to be able to select it as well, because bad enough we have been separated for so long, but now to come together and be in a whole set of mush and mess fighting and killing each other, it makes no sense. It's better we was how we was. But with gen unification, we pray that like-minded individuals be attracted to each other, because it's a place of great minds somehow think alike. So among ourselves and for the great minds that think alike,
we will hope that we could come together, the great minds and the great thinkers, to do something for not for ourselves only, but for our people as an example as we rise and continue to do so. For some people, I know we definitely will have to lose some. All dark skin is not Israel. We have to understand that too. So for those of us who could come along and climb that mountain with us, we would be happy to do so. And some, we know, would have to be left behind because that's just the way it is. So here we are. We're open for business. We just 10 more minutes, and we are waiting the president. So we'll give you a chance to speak, Dr. Winburn. Are you here with us?
Cold feet.
Dr. Robinson, is the president around?
Yeah, last time I remember, he's a king with no clothes. What's going on?
I would like to chime in if I can. I would like to chime in. Y'all hear me?
Okay. Your mic will be good time.
Yeah, back to your multiple wives. See, go back and look at the Israelites. Look at it, King David. Look at King David. Look at King Solomon. And look at all of it. See, and then y'all
Abraham.
Speak on Abraham. Look at Abraham. Look at it. And now we are trying to follow white man. We got more stamina. We stronger. We better. We more athletic. And what reason? Let me ask this question. What reason would God make a man rich? To have a castle? To have just one wife? You got 20 cars. You got 5 bathrooms. And then we talk about unity. The unity, if I got rich, do it make sense that there's more than one woman in the world and then that woman don't have nobody? And look at our welfare system. The welfare system set up, the government got many wives. How many black folks on food stamps? The government is the husband to a lot of black women. And that's the divide. And that's the conquer. If we were to take a look at the welfare system and look at it, if we examine the welfare system and see how many wives do the welfare system have? And they do that on purpose. But they don't. And look at the unity that's among us. If we were for bringing all the sisters off the street, every woman out there should be covered. And every man out there cannot afford to have multiple wives. Only the people who are blessed in that category. And it ain't about sex. Because most women don't want to have sex until they want to have sex anyway. Men want to have sex all the time. But a woman don't want to have sex all the time. So it is not about sex. It's about unity. It's about getting together. And that'll scare the white man to death when we get all our sisters off the street. And that woman become harm enough to live up under the man's rules. And like you said, share all the... And then if we end up, what woman want to have 10 babies? I divide that up under 2 or 3 women having 10 babies, and that ain't so much work on that one woman to have 10 babies. It makes sense if we were to get unity and stop listening to the white man, because all he want to do is keep us, divided. So anybody see that? I'm the only one can see that the unity in having multiple wives and not leaving nobody out there destitute, the prostitute, to sneak behind the building and get them some and all that old nonsense. Be open and honest. But there was a time when the black woman was harm enough to understand a sister wife. And there was a black man strong enough to handle multiple women. But we ain't dead no more. So we lost out on that. All by following what? White folks. That's their tradition. That's not African tradition. That's not the Hebrew Israelite tradition.
All things can change. We're in the new.
That's only to disconnect you from your inheritance. That white man teach us against the Old Testament because he ain't even mentioned. He ain't an honorable mention in the Old Testament. That's all about us, the black folks. And I, like was mentioned before, all black people, not Hebrew Israelites. God, Jesus said, though sheep gonna know my voice when I call them. What that means? If you ain't answering to the sound of God's voice, you ain't one of his. You're not his. So keep that in mind. And I like the, you know, the brother got more than one wife. Ain't nothing wrong with that. And I'm going to close out with that.
Okay,
the,
wonderful. Let's bring in our president. Dr. Robinson, let's give our president a really big warm welcome.
Oh, yeah, give him a big, yeah. Oh, yeah.
You know we like him on this side of town.
Peace to the family. Can y'all hear me now?
Oh, loud and clear. You got a new phone, I imagine.
Well, I mean, I called on the other phone. I can hear you, and I was talking, but y'all couldn't seem to hear me. I was feeling a little left out, but I'm glad I got back in at enough time to talk about having more than one woman. So, you know, like I must be coming in right on time.
Right down your alley.
Well, I don't know if it's right down my alley. I can't find one, so I don't know what how I'm going to get you to. I got to get to the one first. But I tell you, it's so much going on this week. Man, there's so much that's happening. Between Iran bombing Israel and what's going on in Palestine and all the other distractions and, you know, let's not forget the P. Diddy's and all that stuff that's going on. Let's not forget that we had an earthquake in New York and New Jersey this week, and most of us not even, you know, really even talking about that. But it's just the time that we are living in. And I heard somebody say that it's time to come together, and I kind of think that that's an understatement. It's past time for us to come together. It's not even an option anymore. We better do what we got to do because we can see the handwriting on the wall. And it looks like chaos is about to break out from all corners. And it looks like a lot of things that I was taught as a child as far as prophecy is concerned has begun right in front of our faces. And we're here at a very peculiar time. And we have to ask ourselves, why? Why am I here now? And for what reason? What's my purpose for being here at this moment? And kind of settle in yourself and sit back and get ready for the ride, and get ready to do something to perfect your ride as we move towards carving out for ourselves a place in the sun. And that's really what it's all about, and that's what we ought to be on that mission every single day. And let's not get sidetracked. I'm glad and I am so happy about the knowledge and the information that come out here on Sunday nights. We're going to look to expand the program into more media platforms so that more people are getting these messages. And so I want to say to my local, Local 26 and the Women's Auxiliary and everybody that's listening, man, just keep up the good work. We got a lot of work to do, but we've done a lot, and let's keep it moving. God bless. Back to the host.
Oh, thank you so very much and so timely. Dr. Winborn, as we move closer to the top of the hour, we try to squeeze everything in here, but we only have like 1 minute, few seconds. So what I want to do is, of course, thank my wonderful co-host, Dr. Ron Robinson, who sticks out on Sundays. Of course, you know, big flowers for the president who saw the vision of having this wonderful platform. Thank you, my sister, Rebecca Theodore, a renowned journalist who comes on and gave us knowledge of things. Queen Olabisi, my riding partner, you know, my ride or die partner, of course, to all that came on, and to the guy who mentioned about the water, we thank you so very much. We're speeding through before we are running with seconds. This is Sadie Gomez of Ethiopian World Federation, thanking you so very much. Please join me again next Sunday, and I'm saying to you, good night.
Good night.
Come on, everybody, put your hands together. It's got to get better. All over the world, listen to these words. People come.
go.
Evil go.
Your life has been
out of control.